Tourism numbers are in for the 2012 summer season, and experts say that the results are encouraging. Now, the state and tourism groups are looking at expanding their strategies to bring even more people to Alaska. KTNA's Philip Manning spoke with industry and state officials about what's coming next.
The Alaska Tourism Industry Association's annual convention was held earlier this month in Sitka. According to Sarah Leonard, president of ATIA, there were over 400 attendees representing tourism-centered businesses from around the state. One of the discussions each year at the convention is the number of visitors from the previous summer. Sarah Leonard says 2012's numbers are encouraging.
We received 1.8 million visitors in the last summer season, and that was a jump, first jump in 3 or 4 years where the visitor industry had seen kind of a flat rate of growth. And so that's positive. And then along with some of the new investment and strategies from both the state of Alaska and the governor and the legislature, we're predicting at ATIA a conservative 4% growth for next summer season.
The tourism industry, local convention and visitor bureaus, and the state of Alaska spend millions of dollars each year in an effort to keep that number growing. This year, the state is going back to spending money on network television advertising. For years, Alaska's television ads have been limited to cable TV. Kathy Dunn, tourism marketing manager for the state, explains the return to advertising on network broadcasts.
It just broadens your reach. There are some people who watch national broadcast or cable exclusively, but there's a lot of people who cross over and watch all kinds of programming, you know, through the course of the day or the week or the month. Wherever you can reach people and as many times as you can reach people, you know, that message starts to sink in and they're more likely to take action after seeing your ad.
Part of this year's expanded television advertising will also touch on winter tourism, an area that both the industry and the state hope to grow. Kathy Dunn says that her office tries to encourage visitors throughout the year and says the state is elevating its efforts with regard to winter travel.
We've been working with industry members and, you know, the Alaska Travel Industry Association and talking about, you know, what winter product is available out there. Obviously, if you're going to promote winter travel, you have to make sure that there's enough product out there. You know, the hotels obviously are open, but are some of the main tour operators or attractions open as well? You know, you want people to come up and have a fabulous vacation, and you want to have lots of different activities for them to choose from.
Dunn says that the partnership with the tourism industry has allowed the state to put together a winter inventory of tourism-related activities that remain open all year to help better spend the more than $18 million that is budgeted for 2013. The investment of $6 million into television ads is a substantial chunk of the state's tourism budget, but ATIA President Sarah Leonard says it's been paying off.
I think that type of broad-based national television campaign helps raise all boats. It helps keep Alaska competing at a national level for visitors as a destination of choice. You know, it's been great. We've seen the return on investment with some of this exposure so far, but we can't stop. We want to keep promoting and keep Alaska in there competing on the national level so that we can continue to see that return on investment.
New ads, including one focusing on winter tourism, are currently airing in the lower 48. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.